You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
When you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you rot. If you need something new that keeps you learning and doing, why not make it happen this spring? Maybe think about when you last did something for the first time and what that felt like. And I guess if you can't remember the last time you did something for the first time, then it's time for you to change your thinking. Joining me here in studio is best-selling author, keynote speaker, TV host, and coach Nina Spencer. She's lovely. It's always great to have you drop by the Zoomerplex.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you today.
We're only into spring, a couple of weeks, and it is a time of renewal.
Yes.
A lot of people think of renewal in the fall or in the new year, but spring is that time of year too, where everything is blooming.
Yes.
So maybe it's a time to sort of change up the way you think if you're in a bit of a rut.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that quote, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you rot.
Right. So the whole, I thought Charlie Dobbin would really like that quote, right?
Yes, our gardening expert, yes.
Sure. When you're green, you're growing, always trying to learn something new or do something different, a new experience for yourself. Because if we keep on doing the same old thing, you know, it's the old Henry Ford expression. If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got.
That's right.
So if you want to get something different, you got to do something different.
Right. And if you want to call in and ask Nina about maybe some inspirational advice to get you going, to get you to turn that page in your life, to get you moving. I know Moses calls, he refuses to use the word retirement. Instead, he calls it rehirement.
I love it.
Rejigging yourself later in life to take some of the skills, your soft skills that you may not have used in your profession and use them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage your calls. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Let's talk about that last time you did something for the first time.
Have you got an idea of your own? That's a wonderful question. Great dinner party question. When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Something that maybe scared you or challenged you or made you get that butterfly feeling in your stomach,
yeah.
Right?
Some stats say that about 70% of our days are our habit and rote, and we're essentially doing the same thing. We have the same routine. You get up, you do this, you do that. So shake that up. Not always have the same routine every day. Do something different. And some of the strategies that I've thought of for spring rejuvenation or activities or change your mindset, as simple as it is, recommit to being more positive. I believe that how many people, even this past week, have said, I'm so sick and tired of being cold. I'm tired of the cold. And how about saying, well, you know what? It's the first week of April. The flowers are coming through and it really is coming. Or the other thing about, my Christmas weight, I can't get rid of my Christmas weight or whatever. Well, you know what? If it's important enough, if you've got enough motivation, just recommit. Just for today, no sweets. Or just for today, finish eating at 7:30 or whatever.
What does that do to the neurons in your brain when you put yourself in a position where you're forcing yourself to think positively?
Well, some research shows that it actually changes the connective tissue, that it actually rewires your brain. If you do that long enough, probably more than 21 days, but you make it a habit of trying to backfill. And if a negative frog does jump out of your mouth, catch it, recognize it, and backfill with a positive reflection instead.
And there are some other, in terms of positivity, it's one thing to try to turn your statements into positive forms of communication, but there's an actual way to reach out and be different in your actions, too.
Sure. Here's one that occurs to me, the whole idea about letting somebody in when you're driving. Sometimes people say, oh, look, that person's trying to get in, so let me speed up instead. How about next time, as an act of kindness to somebody that you don't even know, perhaps, slow down, flash your lights, let them in. And if they don't wave, which is always a nice thing to do to say thank you, but if they don't, be okay with it. your reason for doing the kindness has nothing to do with whether they say thank you or not.
That's right.
Thank you is a bonus, but it's not a necessity.
Right.
And if it turns out that we get our shorts in a twist because they didn't say thank you, then we need to examine, why did we do the kindness to begin with? Was it so that we could get a payback, or was it purely for the kindness of it? Easier said than done.
Right, but it is our own well-being. I mean, I know exactly what you mean. When you're in a hurry, the last thing you want to do is let somebody in when you've been waiting in the lineup of cars. But there is something, you do feel good about being kind. There's something that sort of changes your physiology in that moment.
And remember, just a couple of weeks ago, I heard Libby telling one of the research clips from a study from Switzerland that said that there's actually a chemical reward for the giver as much as there is for the receiver. The receiver gets a gift of kindness or whatever, and they're full of joy. But the giver gets their dopamine hit as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a very grand gesture or something as small and seemingly unimportant as opening the door for someone. So,
and let me put that question to you, our Zoomer radio listener. What have you done lately that made you feel really good, that maybe wasn't about you, it was about the other person, it was that gesture, it was even volunteering, something that you didn't get paid for, there was no paid back, but made you feel really good in the process? 416-360-0740, toll free, 1-866-744-740 with Nina Spencer, inspirational author, best-selling inspirational author. You often hear about people in their 90s who say, I've always wanted to go skydiving. And that's when they go skydiving, when they're 90 years old. Or there was a woman in Toronto, her name escapes me, but she was quite elderly, and she decided to do the walk around the CN Tower outside.
All right.
So it's admirable. I mean, that is later in life to be taking on a challenge like that.
Well, another thing that you can do with your spring rejuvenation is to look at that bucket list of yours and pick something from it. And it's time in the spring to tick one of those things off. So go back to your bucket list, the things that you want to do before you have your best before day expire.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yes, yes.
And choose one of them this spring and actually do it.
Nina, so, do you have something that you can recall if I asked you these questions?
Yeah.
About the last time you did something for the first time?
And when was the last time? because this is, don't do as I say, do as I do.
That's right. I mean, have you jumped out of a plane? Have you done anything scary like that?
That is on my bucket list.
Yeah.
It is. And one thing that's not scary, but I just signed up yesterday. Another thing that's been on my bucket list is to take American Sign Language classes and the American, the standard American style of sign language.
For the
hearing impaired.
Fantastic.
Right? I've always wanted to do that, and I thought it would enhance my presentations if I was able to sign for people who have that disadvantage in the workplace, who are hearing impaired.
Oh, absolutely. 416-360-0740, toll free, 1-866-740-4740. Your stories of personal inspiration. Let's go to Colleen in Oakville. Hi, Colleen. What's your story?
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hi.
Most every time that I go through a Tim Horton drive-through, I always pay for the person behind me for their coffee.
That's really nice. I know our morning host, Neil Headley, does that often. He'll buy the coffee for the person behind him and just says it makes him feel amazing.
And it works every time. Even if it's happened to you before, it's a simple thing, Colleen, that can be a kindness that the person behind will just be delighted about every single time.
That's really nice.
Well, I hope so, because sometimes I get a honk and a wave and sometimes nothing at all.
Well, maybe they think you want a date.
I did see this winter a school guard. She looked absolutely frozen.
Yes.
No bus enclosure to stand in. So I went and got a hot cup of tea at Tim Hortons, brought it to her, and the only response I got was, I don't drink tea.
Oh,
well, this is, then in that kind of case, Colleen, this is where I think your intention was noble and your intention was kind and you took care of your side of the street. Sometimes people might not want that gift for whatever their reasons.
True.
But the bottom line is you extended your kindness and that's good enough.
Right. And you can feel good in that yourself. Colleen, thanks for phoning in.
Okay. Thank you.
Sound like a nice person. Let's go to Georgie in Mississauga. Hi, Georgie. You're on Zoomer Radio.
Hello. Hi. Yesterday morning I was going to the mall to a jewelry class, and there was this gentleman in a wheelchair. He couldn't get out of the chair, and I was just about to go through the door, and I pressed the handicap button for him to go through the door.
Yes.
And then I hurry up, and then I press the second button for him to get into the mall. And he was so thankful because I saw he couldn't get out of the chair. And I looked at that and I said, oh, my goodness, it's a good thing I was here at that time.
Right.
To let him into the mall. And I felt good about it because I helped somebody for the day.
No, it does make you feel good. Thanks for sharing, Georgie.
Thank you.
Let's go to Joyce in Scarborough. Hi, Joyce. You're next.
Hi. I had an incident. I was in a restaurant. And there was an older fellow, I think, with his a grandson. He paid for our food.
Oh, really?
No, I couldn't believe it.
But
yesterday, I've been yanging at a friend to lay off the sugar. So he went to church on Sunday, and he didn't have cake. You know, like he had tea or coffee.
Right.
But I went, I can't believe it. I was laughing. I said, oh, you finally got the message.
Thanks for your call, Joyce.
Okay.
It's funny how kindness and happiness can be created in a moment, just a moment of simplicity, right?
Sure. And again, now we know the research proves that there's something good for your mental health going on chemically for you when you do that kindness. You think, well, I did it for another. Well, guess what? There's a payback for you, too.
And that is the lesson we learned today, that act of kindness and how it makes you feel good. Nina, thanks for coming in.
Oh, terrific.
And I know you are often booking to be a keynote speaker, so give us your contact information if somebody'd like to get in touch with you.
Oh, thanks so much. It's www.ninaspencer.com for my website, N-I-N-A, S like Sam, P like Peter, E-N-C-E-R, and I'm at nina@ninaspencer.com by email, and I would love to be of service to you if you have an event, a conference, whether you're corporate or otherwise, do feel free to reach out to me.
Nina Spencer, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
I know you'll come visit another time in the future.
Anytime. Thank you.
And thank you so much, as always, to producer Michelle Saunders, technical producer Myrna Trugerlich. Bob Comsec's News is up next on Zoomer Radio.